Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today is warm and sunny across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze complements the bright sunshine. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran offers the U.S. a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the ongoing conflict, while delaying nuclear talks, according to the Times of Israel, from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that the proposal aims to first address the crisis over Hormuz and the U.S. blockade, potentially extending the ceasefire. Also this hour, an Arab report highlights Hezbollah's plans to disrupt negotiations with Israel, citing a campaign against Lebanese President Joseph Aoun, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, just 47 minutes ago. Separately, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Russia. He is expected to meet President Putin as the U.S. considers its next steps, according to I-24 News from the past hour. And finally, there is a seismic shift in Israeli politics. Opposition leaders Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett have formed a joint party, as reported by Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein, a journalist, reported 38 minutes ago that senior Israeli officials have warned the U.S. of potentially stronger responses if Hezbollah continues its attacks on IDF soldiers. I24News_EN posted earlier today that Iran's FM Araghchi has arrived in Russia, with Tehran proposing a deal involving the Strait of Hormuz and delaying nuclear talks. Streetwise, an observer in the region noted 41 minutes ago that there are non-stop sirens in northern Israel, indicating no ceasefire. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iranian offer to the U.S., the Times of Israel reports that this proposal could ease tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, a critical maritime passage. The move aims to reduce immediate conflict pressures but postpones discussions on Iran's nuclear program. This could impact regional stability and global oil markets. Turning to the Hezbollah report, Israel Hayom highlights ongoing efforts by Hezbollah to undermine Israeli-Lebanese negotiations. These actions target President Aoun, complicating diplomatic relations. The implications for peace talks are significant, as they may stall further progress. Meanwhile, Iranian FM Abbas Araghchi's visit to Russia underscores Tehran's strategic maneuvers. The meeting with President Putin is pivotal as the U.S. evaluates its diplomatic options. This visit could influence the course of U.S.-Iran relations and Russian involvement in the region. And in Israeli politics, the collaboration between Lapid and Bennett marks a notable shift. Forward explains that this alliance could challenge Prime Minister Netanyahu's position. The political landscape in Israel may see new dynamics as this partnership unfolds. Turning to business and markets. Walla Business reports an impressive 1.5 million shekels raised for the Yamano family through crowdfunding, following a tragic event in Petah Tikva. Separately, CTEC highlights Israel's expansion of its drone fleet, reflecting evolving military strategies and technological advancements. And finally, Globes reports that AWS has extended its AI medical collaboration with Ichilov, enhancing healthcare technology through cloud systems. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.